to study the Psalms is to see how David composes hymns to God when he defeats his enemies and when he is running away from them, when his kingship is secure and when it is teetering and almost lost. There is no part of David's life in which God does not have a role. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 149, The Temple Without and Within. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
Martin Goodman, in his excellent book Rome and Jerusalem, a work contrasting Roman and Jewish cultures at the time of the Judean Revolt, reflected on the experience of seeing these two cities. He wrote, quote, "Despite all the differences between the cultures of the two cities, a casual visitor to Rome and Jerusalem in the last decades of the first century BCE might have been more struck by similarities, since it was during these years that both cities metamorphosed from ramshackle agglomerations into shining testimonies to massive state expenditure. Rome, which up to the mid-first century BCE had been an unimpressive collection of brick buildings divided by winding alleyways, clustered around a small public area in the Forum and on the Capitoline Hill, was remodeled with a series of new monumental public buildings and grand public spaces. Similarly, Jerusalem was expanded and transformed by Herod to make it, as a Roman observer, the elder Pliny proclaimed after its destruction in 70 CE, by far the most famous city of the East. Both cities used the most up-to-date techniques of urban planning, borrowed architectural styles from the most impressive city of the previous generation, Alexandria in Egypt, and used vaulted arches to erect platforms out from the side of hills to form level public spaces. These two ancient cities were reborn at the same time and in similar ways, but the origin of the glory of Rome was wholly different from the foundation of the splendor of Jerusalem." End quote. In other words, even as a naive observer looking only at architecture may assume that these two cities were the same, ultimately the values of one metropolis and the other were wholly different. Rome was a city that was organized around celebrating the power, indeed even the divination, of its emperor, its leaders, its generals. Whereas Jerusalem, following the vision of David, was always organized around celebrating, above all, one sacred spot, seen as more sacred than any other on earth. A reminder to all that human beings are not to be divinized, and that the highest value is our service of God, our relationship with Him, in our experience of His goodness and His holiness. This point lies at the heart of our mitzvah for the day. We have discussed before how Judaism is a religion both of sacred time and sacred space, and that the temple embodied the most sacred space of all. This sanctity, as discussed in an earlier episode, is reflected in a law that even Kohanim, even priests, cannot enter the holiest sections of the temple for any reason other than engaging in the avodah, in the sacred service and religious rites that are incumbent upon them. Today, we consider the parallel law, which is that when engaged in that service, the Kohanim are forbidden from exiting, from engaging in any other pursuit. As Maimonides writes, "Shehisira Kohanim milatzeit ma'mikdash b'shat avodah," that the Kohanim are warned against leaving the temple during the performance of the service. For his source, Maimonides cites several verses, including one from the parasha we are going to read this week about the high priest, "Umina mikdash lo yetze," from the sanctuary he must not leave. Here, the Torah speaks to the elite of society, those that are revered for their service. These Kohanim, these priests, are reminded that they themselves have been sanctified for their service in the sacred to the most holy of all, and that to leave this space during the period of their rites is to place a value on any other aspect of their social world above the being whom they are called to serve and above His home that is most holy. This is the mitzvah that embodies our episode. But in this mitzvah, we can also find a metaphor for us all. Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik once reflected that the Beit HaMikdash, envisioned by King David, the temple of which he dreamed, a home, a permanent home in which God would dwell, is a physical embodiment of the original dwelling place of the divine, which is the presence of God that we experience in our own very lives, an intimacy of the Almighty that David himself, we might add, gave true testimony to in his Psalms. After all, to study the Psalms is to see how David composes hymns to God when he defeats his enemies and when he is running away from them, when his kingship is secure and when it is teetering and almost lost. There is no part of David's life in which God does not have a role. And, therefore, to ponder the temple is also to seek to find God intimately within our own lives. Rabbi Soloveitchik in Yiddish put it this way, Dem Rebbeinu Shel Olam Ma'on, the dwelling place of the Holy One, blessed be He, is geschaffen geworden jenem mysteriösen Freitag, was created on that mysterious Friday, meaning on the sixth day of creation, wenn der Mensch ist erschienen in der Welt, when man was first brought into being in this world. Achor v'kedem toratani, you have created me before and behind, says the Psalms. Das Beis Hamikdash is alt. The original temple is ancient, as a alt wie der Mensch allein, as old as the human being. In other words, the human being is the true first temple, for God is to be found in the faith that is within our own soul. David's dream of a temple in which God was to be met was meant to inspire us to find the light of God in our own little world. So I have suggested, I believe, before. And this means that our prohibition for the day, our mitzvah for our episode, prohibiting us from leaving the holy for any other reason, a mitzvah technically directed toward the priesthood, is also symbolically significant for our own lives. We are called upon to engage in sacred endeavors, to treasure that above all, to meet God within our own world, and in this age of miracles where we see so much of Jerusalem rebuilt, we could be inspired to meet the Almighty, to organize our lives around His holiness, so that we may merit the return of the temple once again. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow, signing off.